Steve Phillips on the line, our TSN Jays analyst.
Sorry, what an intro transition.
Well, we're fired up. The Leafs did not play well last night. I don't know if you're aware of that or if you even really care, Steve, but it's a fact.
I do care. They did not play well. And I mean, 5-1 in Boston is not a great result. And obviously, they better turn it around, but they're going to be disadvantaged a little bit now as well.
No kidding, man. Well, I mean, you've been in that spot, I'm sure, as a GM. Like, watching your team in a big game perform poorly and all hell breaks loose and you might lose a player for whatever reason, like, publicly, you guys always say the right thing. Like, we're going to regroup. It's only one game. There's no way you guys actually are feeling that, though, in the moment.
No, oh, my God, no. I mean, listen, your stomach's in your throat. You're angry. You're frustrated. And as an executive, like, you can't do anything. You can't hit somebody. You can't go out and skate for him. You can't shoot for him. You can't goaltend for him. You can't do anything for him. So what you got to try to do is build up spirits. You got to try to pat guys on the back as much as you want to kick them in the seat of the pants. You've got to try to build guys up again because there's no rest for the weary. You got to get back out there and try to play and flush out the bad feelings from the bad loss.
As a manager, Steve, like, would you talk to the skip and say, what the hell was that? What adjustments? Or you just stay out of it and stay in the background? Or how do you handle it? Or did you handle it?
I would not come in and say, what the heck's going on? I would say, so what do you think? What can we do? What's your take on what happened? And where can we make the adjustments necessary to make it different? Now, the one advantage you have is that when you do lose 5-1, you know what the other team's going to do. They're going to do exactly what they did to beat you 5-1. So there's an opportunity to game plan in a way where you can go about it differently, and the other team doesn't necessarily know what you're going to do. So it's not a complete disadvantage, and so you have to focus on not the bad feeling. You can't hold on to it. You've got to learn from it, right? So you've got to make it more intellectual rather than emotional. And then rally the players' emotions and weave in the adjustments necessary to be able to go out there and try to get a different result.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, Jays in Cleveland tonight, taking on the Tribe. But the biggest news of the day, Josh Donaldson has been placed on the 10-day DL with right shoulder inflammation. Take us back a couple of nights ago, ninth inning, Melee gets on, it's a 5-3 game, Gibbons decides to put Devin Travis to the plate as a pinch hitter as opposed to Donaldson. After the game, they all said the right thing. If he's taking a day off, he's going to take a day off. It's so cold out. He's got to warm up. He's not going to be bothered by that. Kind of made sense in the moment. But now that you hear the news from today, does it change the way you look back on 48 hours ago?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, a couple of things here. So, my inclination was, you know, there's a new way of managing players in baseball. It's not just the Blue Jays, but everybody else, is that you give them days off, not when they're tired, but you give them days off so they don't get tired, so that you then, you know, get the best of their performance. I think there's a better idea that that's how you're going to maximize talent. You don't wait for the guy to go underwater before you give him time off. You just keep him from going underwater. Now, that being, and so a lot of times what a manager will do is they'll say to one of his stars, you're off today, typically before another off day, so they get 2 days off. And then they come back that following day, which would be a Friday today, and go out there and go play. Now, you know, we're now getting some clarification on maybe what it meant Wednesday night wasn't necessarily a normal new way of protecting a player, but this was protecting a guy with a sore shoulder. A couple things out of this that strike me. First of all, they're sending him to Florida. That doesn't necessarily bode well for this because, you know, if it were just a 10-day inflammation thing, you'd keep him with the major league team. The training staff would work with him. He'd be around the club, and, you know, he'd be ready at the end of the 10 days to come back and play. The fact they're sending him to Florida means they need to settle this thing down. Then they're going to have to build it back up again at an appropriate pace. And my instinct says that it's probably longer than 10 days. The other thing that jumps out at me is with Kendrys Morales on the disabled list, they need a DH. And the fact that this shoulder is so troublesome that they're still putting Donaldson on the DL and just not DHing him and rehabbing the shoulder while he DHs tells me that it's something they really feel like they better get out in front of, or this thing, you know, could be, you know, a problem all season long, because losing Donaldson for 30 days is catastrophic for the Blue Jays. They can't afford it. He is their most important player. They don't have enough margin for error offensively to handle a significant period of time without him. And so they don't want this to linger and to be a nagging problem. But the fact they're not DH-ing him through this with the with Morales on the DL tells you it's a pretty significant shoulder issue.
With Steve Phillips, Marcus Stroman on the mound tonight, this will be his third start. His first two were pretty ugly. Statistically, his numbers very, very bloated. He dealt with shoulder inflammation as well in the spring. If he's off again tonight, looks off kilter in any way, at what point do we start concerning ourselves with the fact that he could still be only at 80, 85%?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when a guy misses and it doesn't have his command, like Stroman hasn't his first two starts, your initial thought is mechanics. But when a guy's also had some shoulder inflammation, then you think, well, maybe he's not feeling quite right. Now, when players rebuild strength from either elbow injuries or shoulder injuries, velocity can come back more quickly than the ability to manipulate the baseball. That last little bit of proprioception, that last little bit of manipulation on the ball to be able to get it to move where you want, to locate it where you want. And that's where he seems to be off. Now, it could just be mechanics. It could be the recovery from the shoulder, or it could be the shoulder lingering. It's all, you know, it's kind of out there now. And Stroman's such a tough guy, it's hard to get the straight answer. Now, my guess is the Jays have a better sense of what's going on with him than what we get. But it is reasonable to be concerned about the shoulder inflammation. My sense of it is that he is throwing pretty free and easy, and it doesn't look like he's hurt. And so maybe it is just this recovery period where he's trying to get that sort of command back. Tonight will be a pretty telling night, though, with a couple starts behind him. This is where it should start to turn the corner for him, and we'll see if it does.
Thank you, Steve. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Here's Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst. Donaldson on the 10-day DL, and as he said, the fact that he's going down to Florida to rehab and with Morales already out of the lineup,
yeah,
I'm not sure he's back in 10 days.
Which really makes me question, Brian, that was this not mishandled off the hop? For opening day, the guy's got something called dead arm. Shouldn't it have been down to Florida right now and get this dealt with, because instead of farting around and then you're going to play and then you can't throw and you're going to play for... Like, to me, it sounds like it was mishandled.
Well, should you be playing when you have dead arm?
That's the thing. Like, dead arm is such an empty calorie statement. You can't challenge it. No one knows what the hell that means.
We had a guy on our team that had drop foot. I don't know if people even
know what the hell is that?
Like, the nerves in their leg where they go to walk, like, it's like their foot drops. Because they can't play hockey. Like, Sergei Harin was his name, this Russian who came over. He got, like, a slap shot in the leg. He had dead leg. He had drop foot. Like, when I saw that, I think I was calling a game. So I wasn't on the show the next day. You guys talked about it. Like, the fact that he was still playing, like, if a star player this early in the season has something that could be nagging. Now, I don't know the mechanics of dead arm. So maybe it's like a nerve thing that just comes back. I have no idea, but like to me, it just doesn't look good. Where the guy is, you know, literally Carly Rae Jepsen from
trying
third
to get
base,
a ball
trying
to
throw
base.
It to first.
No, I'm with you. I never really believed that was the case because he had shoulder inflammation to begin with, and that's dating back to the spring. And it's a lot like the calf injury he suffered last year. He suffered it in spring. He tried to battle back early in the year. Didn't happen. He went on the DL a couple of different times.
Right.
And the season spun out of control. Now, the difference is they're 8-5 right now as opposed to what they were last year, 2-10 or whatever.
Right. It was ugly.
So they're in a much better situation. But Donaldson is the linchpin of success for this team this year. Because if you believe the arms are going to do what they're doing, or they're going to continue to get better, and they can perform at a top five ranking, so to speak, by the end of the year, that's great. If your offense is brutal, it's not going to mean anything. Right. And the offense has been surprisingly very, very productive early in the year. But at some point, guys are probably going to come back to earth who are having great starts. Mm-hmm. Donaldson's the guy who you can rely on to continue. And if he's not available to you, it changes everything.